Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time since June, we are glad that you have found your way back to this worshiping community. One of the ways you can learn about how we are church together is in your bulletin. Take a look. There are calendars and announcements about our worship and fellowship, mission and learning opportunities here at GPC. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table to receive any of your questions and help point you in the right direction. So a few announcements as we begin. It is wonderful to welcome you all to worship this morning on this great kickoff to a new program year here at GPC. It is a joyful occasion today that also coincides with a very sad and difficult day in the life of our country. So for those who are seeking a more commemorative experience to prayerfully reflect on the tragedies of September 11th, 2001, I would invite you to a community prayer service at St. Theodore's Catholic Church here in Gates tonight at 7 p.m. So for those looking for a September 11th prayer service, St. Theodore's Catholic Church. And now also a big thank you to all of those who helped organize and host our kickoff breakfast this morning. It was a great success, and I've already heard rumors that if you missed it this morning, you'll get it next year. So thanks to all those who helped organize. And for our intergenerational pickup choir experience this morning, some song sheets have been handed out for the congregational section of the singing. If you didn't get one, don't worry. Just lean over next to your neighbor, and Roy will indicate when we are to sing. Are there some folks who didn't get those? If you would just, folks who didn't get the extra song sheet, anyone? All right, looks okay. We've just got a couple here. If we can have some ushers just hand those out, that would be great. But those who love singing, we've got a lot of great choirs here at GPC, and Junior Choir is doing a meet and greet with Mrs. White this morning, so she will be glad to see all your happy faces, as will Roy next Sunday morning, youth choirs, adult choirs, as they get started. Also, a reminder, it isn't too late to get started with our upcoming Season of Justice. Check out your bulletin for details. This Wednesday, we're going to start a discussion on faith and politics, Wednesday at 6:30. Katie also has some announcements this morning.
Morning. All right, in order, Sunday school starts today. So parents of children, not youth children, after Sunday school, after worship is over, you will go meet your child at their room to pick them up and bring them in for coffee hour. And so if you do not know where that room is, then feel free when your kids go for Sunday school into room 2 for the meet and greet. Just go with them, say hi, get to know their teachers. You can sneak back in, it's okay. We'll have preschoolers and kindergartners in room 3, grades 1 through 3 in room 2, and 4th through 6th grade in the junior high lounge. We also have youth group tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. There will be tacos, there will be lawn games, there will obviously not be any rain. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And confirmation class, this is a good time to get your confirmation binder and turn in your sponsor sheet, so we can help start you finding somebody who's going to be with you on this confirmation journey. So if you're in confirmation class this year, come get your binder.
And now, friends, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God. stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship. We have heard it said, there is no God.
We proclaim that God's presence is real and alive and thriving.
A common theme for many is we go through life alone.
But we see God's grace, faithfulness, and steadfast love in our lives and in the world around us.
Praise to Christ our Lord who strengthens us.
Eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. O most patient God, we recognize how much we need you for life itself. How often have we become the ones who do not carry out justice? How often have we participated in the desolation of your creation by our treatment of the heavens, the earth, and its waters? Know, all-loving God, that we want to be among those whom you seek. Shower your mercy upon us, find us, and lead us safely home to faithfulness. Let us confess our sins silently in prayer. My friends, when we are lost, all is not lost. God is seeking us, ready to turn our lives around, gathering us into the people of God. Let us rejoice in God's mercy. Amen. Children, please come and join me up front. We've got a good group today. All right. Can you pass me Jesus? I left him on the pew. Thank you. All right. So you guys are all here and all ready. And what starts today? Anybody remember what we get to start today? What do you think? Lunch? Well, I had lunch yesterday. I don't know if that counts. All right, what do you think? What starts today? Sunday school. That's right. And we have so many awesome Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders that are all starting today. So Bridget's going to come up and help us pray so that we can start Sunday school off right and ask God to help us all year.
Good morning. One of the biggest responsibilities of the young children's team is to assemble this amazing group of Sunday school teachers that we have this year. We really knocked it out of the park, and it was easy because of all of your offerings to assist. So please stand as I call your name. Preschool and kindergarten, Tess McKeel, Amanda Adams, Carson Wohlers, Colton Crane, and Aaliyah Binko. First through third grades, Beth Marconi, Linda Sidori, Audrey Molina, Allison Cook, and James Hart. Fourth through sixth grade, Anne-Marie Sim, Carol Henchin, Sam Dykes, Brian Bullis. Substitute teachers, Vicki Gutteil, Bridget Wohlers, Nancy Hassenlop, Janice Phillips, Patty Fields. Junior high Sunday school and youth group leaders, Todd Pym, Keith Hadley, Beth Molina, Dave Balsley, Carol Balsley. Senior high Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders, Mary Hadley, Carrie Dykes, Keisha Binko, and Tracy Berkovich. We are a community of faith called together to be children of God. Together we learn from each other and share our gifts to help each other. Teachers and advisors, you have accepted the responsibility of leading and nurturing the children and youth of this congregation. You have been asked to share your talents with them so that they can better understand God's word, Christ's love, and the Spirit's call in their lives. Do you promise to prepare for each event responsibly, to be eager and energetic, to teach and advise with loving care, and to pray for the children and youth with whom you are working? If so, please say, I do. Children and youth, you are an important part of our church. Together, we will discover the joy of learning and growing with God. Will you promise to come to Sunday school and youth group with an open heart and an open mind so that together we may learn the way God wants us to live? If so, please say, I do. Parents, do you promise to encourage your children to follow Jesus through your conversations, your prayers, and by your example? Will you support and communicate with your children's teachers and advisors so they can be a helpful part of your church family? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Members of the congregation, when the children are baptized, you promise to care for each new disciple, teach them the good news of the gospel, and strengthen their bonds with the household of God. Will you also pray for the learning ministry of this church, for its committee members, teachers and advisors, and youth and children? If so, please say, I will. Let us pray. God, you have brought us together in this community of faith to be your people. We are grateful for the gifts that each person brings to our church, and we celebrate that you help us to grow as your people. May we learn from each other and serve you faithfully in this world. Amen.
Stay standing a second. All right, guys, I need you to stand up too, all right? I want you to look around and see everyone who's standing right now. These guys are standing up because they want to help you guys learn the whole year, because they love you, and they like hanging out with you, and they want to be your teachers. So if you ever need anything or you want to know what's going on, these guys are the ones to go and hang out with. That make sense? Sound all right? All right, let's take a seat. You guys can sit too. So I see a couple out there who remembered to bring their flat Jesus today. Yeah? Hold them up. Hold them up real high. Linda, let me borrow hers. You guys have one? Go get it. Go get it. All right. If anybody has theirs in the pew, go get it now. Oh, yeah. I see a few out there looking good. The flat Jesus? Yep, this one. He's very flat. All summer, we went to all sorts of different places with our church, and we brought our flat Jesuses. Did you guys take yours anywhere? Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Where? Nice. All right. Where'd you go? Michigan. That's pretty far. The youth group took one to Detroit. That was a pretty good trip. So you guys have been taking pictures all summer. So now that we're all together, we've got a movie. So we can watch and see all the places that we took flat Jesus. You guys ready to watch the movie? All right. So you have to look up there. So you might want to scooch around so you can see okay. All right. Make sure you got a good spot. Yeah?
No. On the way. I would like to reach out my hand. On the sail, on the tell you to run. On the way. On the way. The moment to see, moment to young. Well, pick me up with golden hand. On the sail, on the tail you to run. All the way, all the way. I'm over to see, I'm over to y'all. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How about running? How about crying? Send me on my way. 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 me sail, on me tell you to run.
On the way, on the way.
On me to see, on me to yell.
So this summer we took Jesus everywhere we went, but you know what happens if you forgot your paper Jesus? The real Jesus is still with you and still loves you and still wants you to be happy. So you think you guys are ready for Sunday school? I'm not sure. You sure you're ready? He's not ready. Okay, everyone else is ready. All right, we're going to pray now, all right? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for being with us always. Thank you for Sunday school. We're ready to have fun. Amen. All right, everybody go. Let's go to Sunday school.
This is Psalm 14. Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt and do evil things. Not one of them does anything good. The Lord looks down from heaven on humans to see if anyone is wise, to see if anyone seeks God. But all of them have turned bad. Everyone is corrupt. No one does good, not even one person. Are they dumb, all these evildoers, devouring my people? Like they are eating bread, but never calling on the Lord? Count on it. They will be in utter panic because God is with the righteous generation. You evildoers may humiliate the plans of those who suffer, but the Lord is their refuge. Let Israel's salvation come out of Zion. When the Lord changes his people's circumstances for the better, Jacob will rejoice. Israel will celebrate.
And our second reading of the word this morning comes from Paul's letter to Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he has judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me, and the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, Christ Jesus might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Finally, school has started. So from about early August, I watched friends and family across the country post those infamous first day of school photos, and our household anxiously awaited our turn. But in the meantime, there were a number of rituals that our household goes through to get ready. School supply and first day of school outfit shopping, The new backpacks are readied. And okay, maybe I didn't get it to it until the end of summer, but by golly, those old backpacks from last year were eventually cleaned out, and I was very thankful there were no surprise snacks left over in there. So another ritual that is steadfast in our house is the stocking of the mailbox. About 2 weeks before school starts, the rumors start to fly about when the teacher assignments are mailed out. And that poor mail carrier has gaggles of children chasing him around the neighborhood until the mystery about who our teacher is and who those friends that are in our class are going to be. And then a few days later, received with a bit less fanfare, sorry teachers, but is the letter from the teacher, him or herself, to each student, goes out to the entire class. These letters, if you've seen them or have written them yourself, usually include a little introductory statement about the teacher, what they think is important about school and learning, and then a few encouraging words about what a good year that they're going to have together. Now, the kids may not get as excited about them, but I do. I learn a lot about a teacher in those few words they have chosen regarding what is important to them. So this year, I got a huge chuckle upon receiving a teacher letter, who I'm going to do my best to protect the identity of, with a surprising bit of information. The teacher acknowledged he or she earned a reputation and a nickname for handing out a lot of homework. And the teacher wrote about how somewhere along the way, he or she has learned the error of his or her ways and now assigns much less. This was the very first teacher letter that we have ever received that included the closest thing I've ever read to a confession or shortcomings to a group of students and, of course, their parents. So reading this letter, I personally am really glad that my kiddo has a teacher who is willing to acknowledge that learnings and mistakes have shaped who they are as a teacher and as a person. This morning, we have the opportunity as well to read a very similar kind of letter from a teacher by the name of Paul to his student, Timothy. As is customary, Paul begins his letter with words of greeting to Timothy, my loyal child in the faith. And then he offers gratitude. I am grateful to Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me because he has judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. Before the encouraging words to Timothy about what a great year it's going to be, I imagine Paul leaning back in his chair, probably not typing anything on a computer, but with his ink over the parchment, thinking about what it means to him to have this amazing opportunity and responsibility to share and teach the faith and love of Jesus Christ with Timothy and countless others, because inevitably this letter would have also been shared with congregations. And to do this, Paul decides he wants to be honest about who he is and the parts of his life that haven't been the most admirable. I was a former blasphemer, a persecutor, a man of violence, he confesses in the letter. And this isn't the first time that Paul has shared his testimony of how he saw himself unfit to be called to be an apostle, because he violently persecuted followers of Jesus. His letters to individual students like Timothy and Titus, as well as his letters to the earliest churches in Corinth and Galatia, include these kinds of reflections. They share about how his mistakes and bad choices are part of how he responds to the grace of God in his life. Now, Paul isn't dwelling on these past sins for the sake of self-pity or to draw attention to say, look how awesome I am now. What we find here is simply an open-hearted desire on a teacher's part to remind his young students of how far he has come because of the mercy and grace extended to him in Jesus Christ. But I received mercy, he writes, and the grace of our Lord overflowed in me. Paul's energy, excitement, and passion that comes from God and overflows in these words in all the ways that he openly and honestly shares with his students is evident. In much the same way, we, not just the teachers who stood up and were commissioned here this morning and who are now out with our children or will be with them in youth group and confirmation, we, all of us here today, are teachers as we share our faith and God's love in this world with all whom we meet. As we kick off a new program year together, my hope and prayer is the letter that we, GPC, the church, would write to one another and to all the people we encounter in ministry would include some honest words about who we are, how we have shortcomings, and in Christ we are overflowing with grace and love and joy. We might even get specific and mention how we're really trying to figure out how to be the church and Christians in the world today, and we don't always have answers to questions. Maybe we hand out too much homework or not enough. That might be up to confirmation class and parents to answer. We strive to be a welcoming community that embraces strangers, nurtures children, and cares for those who are sick and grieving and aging. But there are still folks who feel neglected and left out from time to time. We want to be good stewards with the resources God has entrusted us. But as we said in the confession this morning, we do make choices that destroy the earth and perpetuate violence in the world. If you read our sign out front as you came in this morning, it says, together we practice peace and we do justice and we love all. And we want to do that. But there are times we shy away from saying or doing something because we aren't sure if it's going to sound too controversial. And as individuals, I know we want to live out and share our faith, that we want it to be a priority in our lives, and for it to be more than just another to-do item on the calendar in between the soccer games and the doctor's appointments. And sometimes that's just not how it plays out. One of the great things about being gathered together as a Presbyterian community is this confessional stuff is a big part of who we are. And in doing so, we are then invited into these deeper places where together as a community we can reflect on how we are all called to participating in experiencing the depth of the mercy and grace and love of Jesus Christ in our lives. Friends, may it overflow today and always. Amen.
Time in our service when we get to lift up with joy all the things we have to give thanks for and lift up all the people that we love and worry about in prayer. Who has something they'd like to share with us today?
Anna Walker. My daughter got a job.
All right.
Yay. She starts Tuesday.
Nice.
Good joy.
Wonderful, Hannah.
Hi, Polly Moore. Two things. First, we had a marriage. It was fabulous. Our oldest son was married, Patrick. And Iowa, Iowa is now working with the Connecticut State Police, so we're thrilled to have him have a new career. Guiding didn't work for him, but this is a perfect job. He gets to smell and eat. It couldn't be any better.
Lynn Schrammel. I had a former student from kindergarten who was entering fourth grade who passed away early in September. So prayers for his family, support his fellow students.
Yeah. Prayers for our friend Julie, who had a really bad heart attack, the worst Strong has ever seen, but she's come out of it and she needs our prayers for continued healing.
Hi, Larry Wakeman. Just like to share joy that Kathy and I just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary.
Woo! Mike Androwski. I'd like prayers for a friend of mine at work. He's got a friend of the family's, is 33 years old, going through brain surgery with a 28% survival rate. So please pray for their family. She's going to be leaving behind two young children and a husband if she doesn't make it through this.
Hi, Jenny Barley. Besides the fact that my daughter's getting married on Friday, which has me very excited, several weeks ago, I asked for prayers for a young man. He was 11 years old at the time. He has turned 12 since then. He was having bone marrow transplant in Michigan at a Masonic hospital. He had that surgery or infusion, whatever, about 4 weeks ago, and he's doing amazingly well. He's way ahead of schedule, and all of our prayers have helped immeasurably.
Thank you.
Phyllis won't appreciate this, but you know me, I don't care. My friend Phyllis fell and almost crushed her arm and her shoulder, and all she wants to do is come back to church. So next week, if I get her here, no shaking hands, but she will love all our prayers. Thank you.
Christy Stewart. My daughter Sarah and her family have just become foster parents for the first time as of Friday. They've accepted two children, a 7-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy, into their home, and they're asking for prayers as they go through this adjustment and the excitement and joy that comes with doubling your family in one weekend.
Yeah. Let us all pray together. Almighty God, on this day we remember the fear and the anger, the shock that shrouded our nation 15 years ago. We cried out that day for answers, for peace, and for justice. We shed tears for lives lost, for families ripped apart, for people missing and injured. We will not forget the beauty of each soul that fell that day, the promise that their lives held, and the hopes they had for the future. We give thanks for the first responders, the police and the firefighters and paramedics, who faced the chaos with unimaginable courage to save and give hope to all they could. We cry out to you once more this day, Almighty God. Give us the courage to be peacemakers, carry on in love, and to have hearts uncorrupted by hatred. Speak to those who would be lured by the violence and the evil that is terror in our world. Show them that this seeming power is never the final victor. Touch their hearts so that they may see that love is stronger than death, goodness is stronger than evil, and light casts out all darkness. Give them a way forward into peace so that the world may be a home for all of us. God of new beginnings, we know that you offer fresh hope and new possibilities for every one of us. You see our potential, and you call us onto your path of love and joy. Bless the people who are starting new school years. Give them passion for what they learn. Bless the teachers and caregivers who help to nurture and support others. May we all feel the hope of new beginnings that a new year brings. And know that at every age, all things are possible in you. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught his disciples to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
With joy and great thanksgiving, we give thanks to God for the many blessings in our lives, and we offer a portion of that abundance back to God. Let us receive with joy our morning offering.
God, we have received so much from you. Grace, mercy, abundance, the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of life itself. In our worship, we praise you and give thanks for these gifts. In our gratitude for your generosity, we share your abundance with one another. Amen.
One of us, teachers, sharers of the faith of Jesus our Lord, very lives overflow with the goodness of God, the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit that it takes to do it each and every day. Alleluia. Amen.
Good start, Melissa.
Amen.